We now talk with former FFA member Lynette Marshall. Now, Lynette is the first female national award winner in prepared public speaking and also a member of the National FFA Foundation's Individual Giving Council. Lynette, before we dig into some of the details, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, Lynette, tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from, and of course, also how you came to first discover the organization.
Well, I grew up north of Peoria, Illinois, in Marshall County, on a fifth-generation family farm, and enjoyed the benefits of that. And growing up in a rural community, I was the eldest of four children and went to a really small school. The school system was the Sparland school system. And when I enrolled in high school, one of the first people to reach out to me was the FFA advisor and vocational agriculture instructor, Arthur Engelbrecht. And he identified me as someone that he wanted to include in the FFA, which was great. The high school was only about 120 students, so lots of us were involved. And I enjoyed competing in lots of the different contests. First and foremost, probably public speaking, but also parliamentary procedure, some meat judging, and some horticulture judging as well.
As we mentioned, you were the first female national award winner in prepared public speaking. Tell us a bit about what drew you into public speaking and what being the first female winner meant to you.
Well, like many people in FFA, I had also previously been involved in 4-H and had participated in some of the 4-H public speaking competitions starting back in about the fifth grade, and was also doing food demonstration competitions, which is a little bit of public speaking as well, of course. And so that came pretty naturally to me, and I had a terrific English teacher at Sparland High School by the name of Peggy Nucky, who really spent a good deal of time with me working on the public speaking skills. And I was involved starting in my freshman year. I didn't actually win the national contest until the first semester of my college career, which would have been in the fall of 1979 when I went to then Kansas City to the national convention and competed through the final stages and finally on stage at the national convention. I, to this day, remember the rush of energy and the excitement of speaking before 22,000 of my FFA colleagues and being asked to answer questions after my speech. I was always involved in the prepared public speaking contest. And actually, there was a woman who won the extemporaneous contest that year as well. So it was a joy for us to be able to do that. And I've always been pleased and proud of my association with the FFA.
Were there some other moments that really stand out from your time in the organization?
I do remember a particular parliamentary procedure contest that we went to just at the section level, but it turned out that there were only girls on our parliamentary procedure team that evening, and we also happened to be driven to the contest by our VOAG teacher's wife, and so we thought that it was fun that we had an all-female team and the VOAG teacher's wife actually helping us get there and back that evening. We didn't win the contest, but it's always been a fond memory of some of those early transitions of women into FFA in the 1970s.
Lynette, I understand you're also a member of the National FFA Foundation's Individual Giving Council, and that is a group I think a lot of our listeners might not have heard of before. It does a lot of important work for FFA. Could you tell us a bit about the council and exactly what you do?
Absolutely. So I think all of us who benefited from being in FFA know that there has been tremendous agricultural corporate support for FFA through the years, and the National FFA Foundation has done a terrific job of engaging corporate sponsors to help make many of these programs possible. What is newer to the National FFA Foundation is actually reaching out to people like me and many of my former FFA colleagues who might be interested in also individually supporting the National FFA Foundation with our own charitable gifts. So not as a corporate entity, but rather as individuals who specifically benefited from the leadership skills that were made available to us through FFA and the great youth development programs that our agricultural advisors taught us, that we would indeed want to give back to the National FFA Foundation. And so there's a small group that has been going for a few years now, 5 or 6 years perhaps, that is working on helping the National FFA Foundation implement this kind of program in order to be able to reach out to those individuals who specifically benefited from their time in FFA and who support that with their own charitable contributions.
So if somebody wanted to make a contribution, how could they go about that?
I would encourage them to call or check out the National FFA Foundation website. One can give online, or one can send a check or make a credit card gift, whatever is most convenient for them, but nationalffafoundation.org.
So thinking back to your time in the organization, what were some of those skills that you acquired that have helped you along your career path to today?
I would say there are probably three specific things. First and foremost, public speaking skills. I speak regularly to large and small groups, and having the comfort in being able to do that absolutely came as a result of the work and preparation that I did for FFA public speaking competition. I think the second thing would be the parliamentary procedure skills. Certainly running a meeting is a very important skill set, and knowing how to behave in a meeting also. And so those parliamentary procedure skills, quite important. And then thirdly, I think simply the ability as a young person to be able to walk into a crowd and introduce oneself and to have the confidence to be able to strike up a conversation with other people. I think those skills as well came with much of the leadership training that I benefited from in FFA.
Well, Lynette, do you have any advice or questions that you'd pass along to these younger FFA members in today's world?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the key things is the various contests and competitions that are available require us to then practice those skill sets and to work with other people in order to be able to accomplish something, whether it's a speech coach, whether it's our parliamentary procedure team, whether it's judging of some sort. I would strongly encourage anyone who's involved in FFA to really focus in on those various contests that are available as a way of gaining those skill sets that really don't come in any other way.
Well, any closing thoughts that you might like to pass along?
I would like to simply say that I think we all should remember that we owe a debt of gratitude to those vocational agriculture professionals, our teachers, who are the ones who help lead these chapters, whether you're at the school level or competing at the section or district or state level, and to always be sure to acknowledge the remarkable contributions that they make and that their families make, sacrifices really, in order to keep this organization going. And Art Engelbrecht was my VOAG advisor. Sadly, he's passed away, but I'd simply like to acknowledge the important role that he played in all of that.
Well, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, again, we've been talking with Lynette Marshall. She is the first female national award winner in prepared public speaking.